It's the small things done repeatedly that make the biggest difference. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get some great tips on how to build a growth mindset from our friends at Pickup Lines. Enjoy.
So I've got this ever-growing list of quotes and thoughts. Anytime I come across something that I find really inspiring, I write it down because I have the memory of a goldfish. This list is getting longer and longer by the day. I refer to it every time I need a boost of inspiration or just some motivation, and I want to share some of my favorite ones with you today, especially the ones that have helped me to adopt more of a positive mindset. So let's get started. Mindset number one, focusing on possibilities in place of limitations. We have all done this, saying I can't pick up that creative hobby because I'm not talented enough, or I don't cook because I just don't know how, or I'm not going to go out and try making new friends because I am not likable or funny. When we tell other people or ourselves these things as if they are the absolute truth, we kind of start to believe them. It was Gay Hendricks who said in his book, The Big Leap, "If I cling to the notion that something is not possible, I am arguing in favor of limitation. And if I argue for my limitations, I get to keep them. But if we were to instead argue in favor of our possibilities, then we get to turn those possibilities into a reality. I think it's better to prove that we can do something than to try to reinforce that we can't." It was George Bernard Shaw who said, "A Native American elder once described his own inner struggles in this way. He said, 'Inside of me, there are two dogs. One of the dogs is mean and evil. The other dog is good. The mean dog fights the good one all the time.' When asked which dog wins, he reflected for a moment and responded, 'The one I feed the most.' It doesn't matter if we're feeding our limitations or feeding our possibilities. Whichever one is the one we feed is the one that wins." Mindset number two, always ask why. You know how kids are always so curious? They're always looking around them and asking the question, why? In an attempt to better understand the world around them. I think as adults, it's important that we continue to ask the why question, but more to understand the world that's inside of us. You've heard me say this time and time again. What is your why power? Why is it that you want to eat more wholesome foods, spend more time with friends or family, study that degree, move to that city, buy that new thing? When we don't know the answers to our whys strong enough, I think that's when we become more susceptible to being influenced by someone else's why. It was Gail Hyatt who said, "People lose their way when they lose their why." So let's take, for example, the ads that tell us that we need extra things to feel more fulfilled or happy or beautiful. If we started to question why we feel we need those things, I think for a lot of them, we learn it isn't something we really need at all. Maybe we've just fallen prey to companies who are trying to influence our purchasing behaviors, but asking that why question can really help us better understand our values, and that can help us feel more confident and reassured whenever we're making any life choices. Mindset number three, prioritizing creativity in play. Elizabeth Gilbert said in her book, Big Magic, "If I'm not actively creating something, then chances are I'm probably actively destroying something. Myself, a relationship, or my own peace of mind." This was the first audiobook I ever listened to, and I listened to it in a moment in my life when I was really busy. I was both working and I was studying, and when she suggested the importance of being creative, I totally shrugged it off because I felt like there were better things I could do with my time, and I also just didn't feel like a creative person. I thought it wasn't for me. I couldn't even draw stick people. But we were all once upon a time kids who, when given a box of crayons or some paint, we loved to express ourselves freely. And I think we lose some of that when we get older and we try to conform and fit in. So I gave this whole creativity thing a shot. I took a half-day lesson on how to use a camera. And it was after that I started taking pictures of food for the first time, albeit terrible pictures. And what I've learned in this process is that we don't have to be great or even good at being creative. We just need to do it because creativity goes well beyond just play. It helps us think differently, problem solve differently. It helps us build confidence and resilience. And it can come in so many different forms: writing, knitting, cooking, filming, singing, dancing, and playing sports. Anything that feels like a unique form of self-expression, anything that helps us reconnect with that inner child. Mindset number four: small steps lead to big changes. We live in a culture that's full of things like crash diets and songs about getting rich quickly. And so we tend to want big results and we want them fast. But we also know that those quick and dirty strategies, they usually just bring us right back around to square one and sometimes even leave us worse off than where we were when we began. It was Darren Hardy who said in his book, The Compound Effect, "You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." Now, I am somebody who has been totally guilty of having that all or nothing mentality with certain things. For example, when I started the Pickup Limes blog, I told myself I was going to create 5 to 7 recipes a day so that I could bulk up the site a little bit more. But you can imagine that was a bit excessive to create these recipes from scratch and photograph it and clean up after myself. So after just 1 or 2 days, I was so tired, I quit and didn't pick it up again for a few months. And we tend to do this with a lot of areas in our life, especially, I think, exercising and eating well for most of us. It's the go big or go home mindset that we really need to shake, because it's the small things, those realistic things done repeatedly, that make the biggest differences.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.